Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey, hey, everybody. It's Andrew coming back at you with another episode of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be having a discussion with Jacksonville Jaguars right tackle, Jawan Taylor. Jawan was selected in the 2019 NFL Draft in the second round out of Florida by the Jacksonville Jaguars. After his first season, he made the 2019 Pro Football Writers Association All-Rookie Team. If you want to follow Jawan, you can follow him on Twitter. His Twitter handle is at JawanTaylor74. You can also follow him on his website, JawanTaylor.com. I had a blast talking to Jawan. It was really fun, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Here's my discussion with Jacksonville Jaguars right tackle, Jawan Taylor. Jawan, thanks for taking the time to come on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. How you doing today?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
So let's jump into some Jags here. The Jaguars just hired Urban Meyer, new head coach. Have you gotten a chance to talk to Urban or any of the new staff?
Definitely. I've actually been up there training throughout the offseason, with the new strength staff and just adjusting, just trying to get to know how they want things done, the expectations in the building, and just adjusting. That's pretty much what I've been doing right now. The strength coach is a great guy. So is Coach Meyer as well. And, I met him, and he's a great guy. He knew me from, being a Florida player at University of Florida, and then, just having a chance to talk ball with him. It was good, man. It was a good experience.
Yeah, I'm repping my Florida shirt, man. I'm a fan too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, Jawan, you've had a few different offensive coordinators during your time with the Jaguars. You had John DeFilippo when you started in 2019. Then you had, Jay Gruden, and now you have Daryl Bevel. Going into this upcoming season, and then you have a new head coach, and then you have the pandemic to kind of deal with as well. Has it been kind of hectic for you as a player?
Not necessarily. I mean, when it comes to learning new offenses and different things like that, it's been pretty easy for me now. Just knowing the game of football and just adjusting, it's not been too bad, not too hard. I'm actually excited to, learn another offense. I like to challenge myself and stuff in the game and, just learn different things from different coaches. Different things like that always help me better my game. So I'm excited about it. And, just trying to stay safe at the same time, around, things going on with the pandemic. So just trying to stay safe at the end of the day.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it must have been kind of crazy last season playing in a stadium and nobody there. I can imagine that being really weird.
Yeah, it was weird, man, especially on the road, because I know in Jacksonville we did allow a certain amount of fans, not too many, but on the road, just going to certain games where it's none at all was crazy, because we used to playing in front of 70,000 plus people on Sundays. So having to adjust to that alone was hard. And you have to juice yourself up a little bit when the fans not there. It's not as much energy in the stadium. So you got to bring energy. You got to be able to play, with no fans. So that was a different adjustment. Plus, just having to wear a mask 24/7 around the building, on the field, off the field. So, it's just an adjustment, but that's just the way the world is now. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, you're just trying to focus on the game and then you have to throw that into the mix. I mean, it's got to be complicated.
Yeah. Just coming off the field and stuff after drives, have throwing a mask, social distance. You got to think about that stuff now. So it is what it is.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, your 2 years with the Jags as the starting right tackle. You've obviously faced some pretty great pass rushers. I mean, Joey Bosa, you got the TJ Watt, you got JJ Watt. I'm sure I'm missing a bunch more, but I just was kind of curious who you thought was the most challenging to go up against.
I would probably say my rookie year, Von Miller was one of the best ones I faced. Khalil Mack this year was really, really good. J.J. Watt always gives me a good game. We know each other pretty well now. So those three, I'd probably say. Cam Jordan from the Saints was good, too, my rookie year. I played against Shaquille Barrett. I played against so many different defensive ends. And it's a few still that I haven't won against yet that's in the league, but I know I'll get the chance to go against them soon.
Do you get to talk to those guys a lot after the game? You know, just chat, get to know them? Or
actually, when it came to the best one I faced was Vaughn, I would say I did get the chance to talk to him after the game. This was my rookie year before the pandemic and stuff. Because, you know, like this year we weren't allowed really to interact after games. You got to really kind of like shake hands real quick and go your separate way. But, you know, getting a chance to talk to Vaughn, we were actually on a plane delay. Like our plane was delayed due to the weather. So we were still stuck in Denver in the stadium. And Vaughn actually came over to our locker room and stuff, and he hung out because certain guys knew him and stuff. So I remember I came outside the locker room to get something to eat, and he was standing out there, and we got the chance to talk for like 10-15 minutes, and it was real cool, man. It was a good experience. Vaughn, a real cool dude.
Yeah, I can imagine just getting to meet some of the players that you watch, you know, on TV.
Yeah,
man. Must be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to segue a little bit into your career at Florida. You know, you played under Coach Dan Mullen in the SEC Conference, which is a great conference. So many great, you know, divisional matchups there. I was just kind of curious which game you got kind of the most pumped up about.
I will say my last year there, my junior year, we played against LSU at the Swamp. And they were number 5 in the country. And I think we were right around number 12, if I'm correct. But we were ranked a little bit lower than they were. So just letting you know, having LSU come in the Swamp, you know, ranked higher than us, it was a sold-out game. And I was just so pumped up about it, you know. So, and plus, it's a rival game, man. You know, you got to show up and, you know, do what you got to do to win. So, and just winning that game already was just so much fun. And then even ending the season off how we did against Michigan, and the Peach Bowl was also a big win, a big memory for me at UF.
Do you stay in touch with Coach Mullen?
When I get the chance to, because, you know, like with my season, my schedule, and him being a head coach and his schedule, you know, we don't get to cross paths as much. But whenever I get the chance to try to catch a game, like if I have time, then that's when I get to see him and catch back up and stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the Jags, there's a lot of players that have gone to SEC schools. You have yourself, you have Kalyvon Chasen, who went to LSU, you got Josh Allen, who went to Kentucky, you have Cam Robinson, who went to Alabama.
Yep.
Is there a lot of
Chris Conley, Terry Godwin, so many of them? Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of you know, back and forth, giving each other a hard time, you know, at practice in the locker room. I was just kind of curious about that.
Oh, it's crazy, man, because I remember, like, this past year, this past season when Florida played LSU, it was DJ Chark and it was Kalyvon. They were, you know, talking junk all week. And, you know, Florida was having a way better season. So I was, you know, of course, going for my team. I'm like, man, Florida's going to beat y'all. You know, there's no way that LSU beats y'all this year. And then LSU ended up beating them. So I had to hear that for, like, 2 weeks after they beat Florida. So that was crazy. And every time we played Georgia, I always got Chris Conley and Avery and Terry Godwin always saying something to me about the Georgia game. So, you know, each game we look forward to it. Even having, because me and AJ play next to each other, AJ Cannon, he played with South Carolina. So I got to hear something when we play South Carolina. Or, you know, it's every week because, you know, we got so many different SEC guys in the locker room. So, you know, it's fun, though. It's always fun to talk a little mess.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, you, CJ, and Taven are probably sticking together.
Yeah, we got to stick together, man. It's three of us to, like, you know, we got about 3 Georgia guys. You got 2 LSU, South Carolina, Kentucky. You got all of them. So, you know, we got to stick together, though.
That's awesome. So I want to segue back into some Jags talk. James Robinson, undrafted free agent, had an amazing season, over 1,000 yards rushing. I was just kind of curious, from your perspective, when did you notice that he was going to be the guy and a real impact player for the Jaguars?
So basically when James came into camp, we were just like watching him and stuff. And every time we had like a scrimmage in camp or just, you know, a day where we had a lot of run plays that we were running in practice, when we get in, when we got into like the film session with the offensive line coach, the O-line was just noticing him like, wow, this kid is pretty special, you know? So we noticed even all the way back to camp that he was going to be a special player. And we didn't know it was going to be that soon either. So, you know, when he came out, you know, he just hit the ground running and he just was amazing for us. And we just tried to do everything we could to make sure he reached that 1,000-yard mark. And, you know, he has plenty more goals that he wants to reach. So we're going to make sure he reaches them. So it's been amazing to watch him. Like you said, an undrafted rookie come in like that and start and, you know, have such a great season. It's crazy to watch, man. But he's going to get even better from here.
Yeah, I think for me, I noticed he was going to be, you know, really an impact player that first Indy game where he hurtled over that defensive back. I was like, wow, I think we have a running back here.
So. Yeah, you got a running back now.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I want to segue a little bit into your website, JuanTaylor.com. It's a great website, but I noticed that you sell merchandise on there. You sell clothes, you know, bags. I love the logo on that. You know, it had the JT and then the 75.
Yeah.
I was kind of curious how you came up with that. And I know that Tyler Eifert and Josh Lambeau, they also have clothing lines as well. So right. I'm just kind of curious how you got into that.
So basically, when it came down to like my agent and stuff, I always told my agent like and my marketing team that I wanted to do something like, you know, along those lines, like as having a logo and a brand and building my brand and, you know, having a clothing line, different things like that. So it was crazy because my uncle, who's actually my mentor, my uncle Brian, he's an artist as well. So he actually is the one who drew up my logo when I told him about, you know, my idea of having a clothing line. So when I seen the logo, I loved it. I fell in love with it. I sent it to the marketing team, and they loved it. And we just went from there with it. So that just became my logo.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll have to pick me up some merch.
Definitely.
So for this upcoming season, I was just kind of curious, like, what are some of your goals for the upcoming season?
My goal, number one, just is to win. That's the main thing, you know, win games and stay consistently winning, different things like that. And, you know, personal goals, I just want to be able to become a better player, just a Pro Bowler. That's a definite ultimate goal for me. And I just want to make sure that I do everything I can to stay healthy, stay available, and help my team win games. So that's the main goal.
Yeah, man, I'll be rooting for you. I think you're going to do some great stuff next season. Really excited to see everything with the new staff, you know, James Robinson and kind of the whole package. So I'll be rooting for you. Really appreciate you coming on, and good luck for next season.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you. Let me get that JYT coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme.
This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.